An eMarket study says there are an estimated 4 million mommy bloggers and over 90 million readers, mostly fellow moms. Some write about the food they feed their families, sharing concerns over such issues as growth hormones and genetically modified foods. Social media expert Roxy Beck says sometimes bloggers put out misinformation, but not on purpose. She says it can be a matter of the writer not having enough information.
This gets down to they either don't have the resource to go to, whether from an expert standpoint, or they haven't done, they don't have the time to actually do the research.
Vanessa Druckmann has taken extra steps to learn more from farmers. She is a Chicago-based blogger who writes about food, including her favorite recipes. She says around 7,000 read her on a regular basis. Druckmann says the ag industry shouldn't fear social media. She says there just needs to be better communication between farmers and bloggers so everyone has their facts straight.
I think more good can be done by sharing information rather than trying to shield things in worrying that, you know, moms don't understand exactly what you need to do with antibiotics and what do we mean by hormones and what's the difference and what's natural and what's not natural. Give moms credit.
It turns out at least some in the ag industry are listening. Farmers will get a chance to ask mommy bloggers questions, including Vanessa Druckmann, at the upcoming Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin Conference in Madison. Steve Rice, Wisconsin Public Radio.